I have my notes and everything like that, but if I get to them, I get to them. So I'm going to start off with a prayer. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to share your word with your people today. Thank you for allowing me to share this word, and I hope that it blesses someone. Just have your way, Lord God, during this sermon, Lord God. I know that you are in me, and a lot of my spirit has been wanting to bust out for so long, and now that I've been given the opportunity, I just want to say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your gift. Thank you for the purpose that you have given me and to everyone here. And I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. So today, my title is going to be Honor Him. So during last year, God got into my face a lot. And I got back in God's face as well. And there was a lot of things that God spoke to me about my character, about who I am and why I am the way that I am and things like that. And at the time, I didn't know that he was speaking about the lack of honor that I had in me. Now, at first, when God was like, yeah, you lack honor, I was like, what do you mean, God? I don't lack honor. I honor you. I love you. I do what I'm supposed to do as your daughter, or so I thought. And God was like, no, there's a lot of things in you that you do not value. So when you don't value the gifts and the callings that God has given to you, that is that's showing lack of honor to God. And I had to eat it. You know, I had to say, okay. I think many of us had those moments. And God started to show me certain things, like Nelly actually just said, I have gifts that nobody has really seen because I didn't value them as a gift or that it would be a blessing to people. And God told me, and until you start to give out what I put in you, I can't give you anything else. And I think that was said last week. I'm not remember who said it, but that was said last week to us. And I'm just amazed at how God is continually shows me who I am in him and continues to favor me and just completely continues to just show faithfulness. And I'm so, so grateful for that. So I chose this topic because God said, you know, there's a lack of honor, and also there's a lack of honor in the body of Christ. As you can see, there's a lot of selfishness. There's a lot of people think that honoring God, you're supposed to just pay your tithes. Don't fornicate. Don't smoke. Don't do this. But all of that is works. Is not, you're not building your character. You're not building the character of God. So when I looked up the definition of honor, I got high respect, great esteem, adherence to what is right or to a conventional standard of conduct, but the one that stuck out to me the most was fulfill an obligation or keep an agreement. When God reveals who you are to him and you say, yes, God, amen, yes, that means that you are agreeing with him and that now you have the obligation to fulfill those things that God just said to you. So when you say, like, you have a gift of, let's see, let me pick a gift, like a gift of dance, and you dance and you do certain things, and God is like, and then you say to God, okay, well, this is not really making me no money. I need money now. I need to go and do this, and I need to go do that. And you think because it's not going the way you're supposed to, that that's not what God has told you that you're supposed to be doing. And I know for me, that happened to me a few times where I'll start to do something and then I'll stop because to me, I'm not seeing the fruit. And I've done that so many times with so many different things. And God is telling me, no, this is who you are. This is your purpose. You feel more at ease when you do these things. So because that's who you are. Now, me talking to you guys, trust me, when it was a surprise. It was Pastor Bob Angela and Jeff, and they just saw me and just say, yeah, Ruth is going to do it. And I couldn't do it last week, but then I said to myself, you know what? This is who I am. this is exactly who I am. I need to just do whatever comes my way and don't shy away from challenges like I used to in the past, because that is a big, big hindrance to you. And it's not a hindrance to God, because if you don't do it, he's going to find somebody else to do it. But for you, you need to just trust that God is going to give you grace and give you everything that you need to do in order to fulfill the purposes and the obligations that he gave to you. Amen. So I am going to go to Isaiah 29:13. So it says, the Lord says, these people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules that they have been taught. Excuse me. Now, when I read that verse, I said, yeah, I think that's what everybody thinks. When God told me, oh, you don't honor me, I'm like, yeah, God, yes, I do. What are you talking about? And if I didn't allow God to show me what honor is to him through me, then I would have never gotten this revelation. Like, you could honor God with your tithes and living right before God, but if it's not from the heart, then it's not true honor. God judges the intentions of our heart, not by our works and what we think that we're supposed to do as Christians. We're supposed to live our lives as children of God, not by the religion that the world has taught us and what we deem what Christianity is. Because Christianity for you is different from everybody else, because we all have our own individual relationships with God. So my walk is not your walk. Your walk is completely yours. And however God uses you is how God is going to use you. So we don't need to emulate anyone. We shouldn't feel jealous when other things are happening with other people, because that's not your walk. If you and God, if you wholeheartedly follow God and be obedient, as this is the year of prosperity and obedience, and being obedient is not a big deal. It's the simple yes and simple trust in the process. And if you don't understand it, okay. A lot of the times we don't understand what God is doing and why is he doing it. But he's doing it because we are his children and we accepted the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. So this is why we are who we are. Okay, I'm sorry. I was just looking at my notes. But yeah, so as our ministry is in, I don't know if I should say transition. Maybe shifting. I feel like it's really now the time. Now is the time for all of us to really just step up, because a lot of us has been under this word for, like, I don't know, 15 years. I've been under this word since I was 16. I am now 32. So there's so much that we can do, guys. It doesn't have to be grandiose. You don't have to be a famous person in order to reach people. God gives you people to reach. If you meet somebody at the grocery store, if you meet somebody in a train station, we're all here for a purpose. And our purpose is to make sure people know that God lives in us so that they can be introduced to God and for them to come to God on their own. I'm not saying for all y'all to slap people with Bibles and be like, you know, you need to repent, you need to do this. And no. If you live the life that God has laid out for you, people's going to want to know. And Pastor says that to us a lot of times. But I feel like this year is like, it's either now or never. And I don't want to say not never, but our time is now. Pastor said it all the time, started last year. It is his time. It is our time. It is all of our times to come out of our shells. Even if you want to start something, a business, it doesn't have to be a business. It could be something you always wanted to do that God keeps, you know, poking you about. Just go ahead and do it. There is no reason not to. You lose when you don't try. And you only fail when you don't try. So I just want to say, I hope that we all see God's fulfillment for all of our lives. And for me, I told myself that April was the year that my life is going to change. I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know that this is the time for me to just jump out and be everything. And a lot of people that know me, they'll say to me like, Ruth, why don't you do this? And why don't you do that? How come you stopped doing this? And I had to go back to God. I'm like, Dad, why did I stop? And then God will reveal to me, you know, you were scared. You didn't trust me. You didn't honor those gifts. So I said, okay, no more shying away from challenges. No more running away from who I know that I am. And me speaking to you guys, this is who I am. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Not like church service all the time. If you guys know me, I do have like a YouTube. I have like an influence and everything. And people love my stuff. And I would get messages from people that I don't know. And they will just say certain things. And God will continually show me who I am. And I just don't want to squander it anymore. And I hope that whatever is in you, you no longer want to squander. Because it is our time to just get out there and do what we got to do. I think that's all that I have. I know that was very short. But I hope that it blessed you all. And I just wanted to say, JC and I and any visitors that we do have today, I love you guys. I love the spirit that I have been feeling in all of us when we're together or when we're not together. I feel that everybody is really starting to realize who they are in God. And I want to say, please keep that up. Please keep it up. We have so much instilled in us. It's not even funny. Pastor left us like a huge blueprint. And we just have to get into the word for ourselves, study to show ourselves approved, and that the gifts that God has given us, that he can trust us with that, and that he will continually give us more as we honor him in all that we do wholeheartedly and not just out of our works. I do want to leave out with one scripture. Actually, it's Hebrews 13, 18 through 21. So it says, pray for us. We are sure that we have a clear conscience and desire to live honorably in every way. I particularly urge you to pray so that I may be restored to you soon. Verse 20 says, now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
Right. God.
Amen. Good job.
What a message.
Yeah.
On point.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm glad it blessed you guys.
Can I just share a little bit, because Ruth, that was such a blessing. It's funny because this week I've been focusing on four things, and I do want to share them because it kind of goes with what Ruth was saying. Mm-hmm. And I was looking at somebody that I really liked on Hillstar, and this really blessed me. So I'm going to just give it to y'all to maybe be a blessing to you all also. It's forward focus. And four things that is forward focus is focusing on God's purpose, focusing on God's perspective, forgetting your past mistakes, focusing on God's plan, focusing on God's prize. Amen. So I hope that would be a blessing that we can continue just to focus and put our focus on just what Ruth said. Your gifts, your talent that God have given to you to go out, to be a blessing. He didn't give them to you for you to make money. He gave them to you so you can go out and that he would be glorified in every one of our gifts that we have. Amen.